Track 8. Listening Part 3, Worksheet 2. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about houses they used to live in. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H, the main disadvantage of each speaker's previous house. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Speaker 1.
Although we used to live in an old farmhouse, you could hardly say it was peaceful in the countryside. There was always something going on, animals, tractors. I miss that now we've moved into town. But at least here you can move from room to room freely. In our old house, the upstairs rooms were linked, so you had to pass through each one to get to the next. It was really odd the way it had been altered like that. I'm slowly getting used to being in town. It's more convenient, though, and we look out over a park, which reminds me of the place we left.
Speaker 2. My wife and I bought this huge old house after we first got married with the intention of doing it up and selling it on at a profit. Of course, like all good intentions, it didn't quite happen that way. We ended up pouring more and more time into just making essential repairs and never got the rest to the standard we'd have liked. The layout was its best feature and we brought all our kids up there. They used to have great fun running around in the basement shouting their heads off. Now they've left home, we've downsized to a modern flat where everything's in top condition. That's great. Speaker 3.
I lived in an old house till we moved last year when I turned 15 and needed my own space. I used to share with my sister. We didn't always get on with each other and we often used to argue, so I'm glad I've got my own room now. The other thing I didn't mind getting away from was the cold air that used to come through the windows because they didn't close properly. We had to pull the blankets right up round our ears to keep cosy in winter. I liked the house, and though we didn't know our neighbours, it was a nice place to grow up.
Speaker 4.
We moved to the city from the countryside a couple of years ago, and though I've never really got used to the noise, I wouldn't say I miss being in the middle of nowhere. If I wanted to see my mates, I'd have to cycle kilometres, often in the rain. Now I can see them any time I want. There's not much to look at out of the windows in the place I live now, apart from other buildings, but I've got a massive room, and that suits me. It's a bit of a weird design, this house. My bedroom's on the ground floor, but it's not really a problem.
Speaker 5.
Our new place is a bit cramped, so sometimes it doesn't feel like there's enough space for us all, but it's only temporary till we move to Spain. And we're saving money by not renting something bigger. For the moment, we've got a fantastic terrace on the roof. I go up there whenever I'm in need of a bit of fresh air. In that way, it's better than our old place. There are also no huge trees overshadowing our garden and no arguments with the people next door about them. That sort of thing is always a drawback of living so close to others, but there's no such problem here.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
Although we used to live in an old farmhouse, you could hardly say it was peaceful in the countryside. There was always something going on, animals, tractors. I miss that now we've moved into town. But at least here you can move from room to room freely. In our old house, the upstairs rooms were linked, so you had to pass through each one to get to the next. It was really odd the way it had been altered like that. I'm slowly getting used to being in town. It's more convenient, though, and we look out over a park, which reminds me of the place we left.
Speaker 2. My wife and I bought this huge old house after we first got married with the intention of doing it up and selling it on at a profit. Of course, like all good intentions, it didn't quite happen that way. We ended up pouring more and more time into just making essential repairs and never got the rest to the standard we'd have liked. The layout was its best feature and we brought all our kids up there. They used to have great fun running around in the basement shouting their heads off. Now they've left home, we've downsized to a modern flat where everything's in top condition. That's great. Speaker 3.
I lived in an old house till we moved last year when I turned 15 and needed my own space. I used to share with my sister. We didn't always get on with each other and we often used to argue, so I'm glad I've got my own room now. The other thing I didn't mind getting away from was the cold air that used to come through the windows because they didn't close properly. We had to pull the blankets right up round our ears to keep cosy in winter. I liked the house, and though we didn't know our neighbours, it was a nice place to grow up.
Speaker 4.
We moved to the city from the countryside a couple of years ago, and though I've never really got used to the noise, I wouldn't say I miss being in the middle of nowhere. If I wanted to see my mates, I'd have to cycle kilometres, often in the rain. Now I can see them any time I want. There's not much to look at out of the windows in the place I live now, apart from other buildings, but I've got a massive room, and that suits me. It's a bit of a weird design, this house. My bedroom's on the ground floor, but it's not really a problem.
Speaker 5.
Our new place is a bit cramped, so sometimes it doesn't feel like there's enough space for us all, but it's only temporary till we move to Spain. And we're saving money by not renting something bigger. For the moment, we've got a fantastic terrace on the roof. I go up there whenever I'm in need of a bit of fresh air. In that way, it's better than our old place. There are also no huge trees overshadowing our garden and no arguments with the people next door about them. That sort of thing is always a drawback of living so close to others, but there's no such problem here.